In many sectors of the state, the message is the same. After a year of job losses and lower sales tax receipts, the state of Texas is stable or unchanged, or at least not getting worse.
I'd say that we are teetering. We could go one way or the other.
Jan Triplett runs the Business Success Center in Austin. The program provides strategies and educational opportunities to small business owners. That's about 90% of all businesses in Texas. And if many teeter off the edge and fail, that's bad news for any kind of recovery effort in 2010.
So everybody's sort of kind of hanging tough. It's kind of like the cat on the line, you know, just hanging by its fingernails. There are a number of people like me who've been through it before and know that it will break. The question is when and can you last that long?
Triplett worries businesses that haven't been through a recession will panic and make a bad decision, which could lead to bankruptcy and job losses. There's another economic sector that's relying on positive energy in 2010. Tom Turkell is executive vice president with Cencor Realty Services. He says retailers and retail developments need a boost of consumer spending, which could happen if people truly believe the worst is over.
I think we're all getting more comfortable with that realization, particularly here in Central Texas. And I'm hopeful that that will lead to increased consumer confidence, which will then lead to increased retail sales.
But simply not getting worse in Texas isn't much comfort for those already out of work. Capital Area Workforce Solutions spokesperson Weston Saitoff says job losses are expected to level out this year. But those with only a high school diploma will need to use 2010 as prep time for the expected job increases of 2011.
It's going to require some type of industry certification, an associate's degree, and so we're advising people to do that now. Get ready, get the skills you need right now, and that's going to be your key to the jobs of the future.
Joseph Bangara is doing what he can to be ready. Bangara moved to the U.S. from Sierra Leone 5 years ago. He's working on getting his master's in economics. He's been looking for work for about a year, but he says it's getting better.
I believe things will be more better because there is more hope on before, like there are some other websites, you go in, you just find like only one or two job openings, but now you see lots of job openings are coming up. So I pretty much believe things will be better.
Things will need to get much better in Texas if the state wants to avoid billions of dollars in budget cuts in 2011. But state sales tax collections, like the rest of the state, are only expected to not get worse. RJ De Silva is a spokesman for Comptroller Susan Combs.
We're going to be more like a recovery year, and increase is likely to start happening in fiscal year 2011. So, we expect the turnaround to happen, but not a very sharp turnaround.
If De Silva and the others are correct, projections for 2011 could lead to an optimistic State of the State address next January. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.